70 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. There's about 100% chance of showers and thunderstorms at some point today and on into the night. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Nashville will be the host of the 2030 Super Bowl. That's after NFL leaders voted in Orlando yesterday. Though, as WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports, the city's been eyeing the event for much longer.
The promise of hosting a Super Bowl was a major factor in Nashville's decision to build a new stadium. The NFL demands venues to have a certain number of seats, parking spots, hotel rooms, and in colder places, have a dome. The current Nissan Stadium does not meet these requirements, but the new $2.1 billion stadium does. When Nashville made that decision in 2023, many people were opposed, because the city and the state subsidized roughly half the cost. That's more than $1 billion taxpayer dollars. And while it's decided that Nashville will host the Super Bowl, the new Nissan Stadium is not yet done. The Titans say they hope to have the team moved in early next year. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is looking into the circumstances of a traffic stop that turned deadly in Hickman County this weekend. Officials say it began when deputies pulled a car over on Beaver Creek Road. From that point on, the details get murky. The deputies ended up in some kind of struggle with a man in the front passenger seat. Multiple officers fired their weapons at the man. He was declared dead after being transported to a hospital. So far this year, the TBI has been called in to investigate 18 shootings by law enforcement across the state. Immigrant advocates are suing the Tennessee Highway Patrol for its role in raids on Nashville's immigrant corridor last year. Footage obtained by the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition shows that state troopers and ICE agents teamed up in pairs and competed with each other to make the most arrests. In some clips, troopers can be seen physically marking detainees with their team number. Turk is now suing, alleging that the arrests amount to racial profiling and that they violated people's constitutional rights. Two 17-year-olds have been identified as the baseball glove burglars in the Nashville Sounds clubhouse. Police say the pair took 13 gloves from the minor league team and sold them to a resale sports shop in Brentwood. The store later realized the items were stolen as security footage from the stadium circulated. The teens were initially given Nashville court dates for delinquency, not felony theft, but authorities in Brentwood obtained arrest warrants and indicate they're looking into other stolen sports equipment that could be tied to the pair. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.